That's right. It's Hollywood Live today. And man, I'm telling you, there's a lot of things going on. And we're excited, actually. We're excited. We have something happening a little bit later. Super excited about this. We have an interview with a pretty this guy is okay. He's young. I will say this. And if you follow him, go follow him. You can follow him right now. Instagram.com or Instagram. Just type in his name. Javi Mendoza Music. Okay. Young guy. Young guy. Everybody knows this, right? But he started kind of like on a ukulele, but he's a very talented guy. He played the piano in one scene. He's done a lot of things. But evidently, we're going to leave that for a little bit later. But we have an interview with him because he's preparing for the, I'm telling you, it's a big one. It's the Salvadorian Music and Food Festival happening. And it's happening this week. Go get your tickets. A lot of tickets are already sold out. But you can get your tickets, and they're actually affordable. Go check it out. And they got everything from music to food to fun to just everyone and everyone going to be there. You can find them on social media as well. They're available. I have their information here if I could find it. But it's all good. It's all great. It's all wonderful. There it is. Salvi Fest is where it's at. But they spell Salvi with two I's. So Salvi I Fest. So Salvi Fest. So just put an extra eye, you'll find it. And there you'll see the fun, you'll see all the amazing, and you'll say, whoa, I want to go. It's happening in L.A. It's the Salvi Fest 2023, and it looks like they put a lot of things together, put everybody together, and there you go. There's a lot of, like, women kind of putting their, you know, that they're Salvadorian, they're posting, and they're like, look, you know, there's going to be, oh, man, there's some good food there. I'm looking at it. So go check that out, Salvi II Fest, okay, Salvi Fest. I don't know how you want to say that. Salvi Fest. I guess that's the best way to put it. Anyway, type that in, Salvi Fest. You'll find it. And then you'll see all the women there actually talking. And then you'll go, whoa, want to do this. Want to be a part of this. So I'm sure everybody and everyone's going to be there. So pretty cool. Anyway, so from Salvador, they're actually bringing people in. And that's really the good. Javi is from Salvador. So he has information about what to eat there. I'm not going to lie, I actually want to go. So he's a performer, he's a musical, and we're actually going to premiere his song here. It's in Spanish, but you're going to love the beat because you're going to be like, dude, I could totally do that. So that's the good. So you're going to enjoy that. We're going to have that, and we're going to have some pretty much fun. So that's going to happen at the later mark. So we have that. There's a lot of things going on in the world, including, oh, man, this. I will say this. This is like, I always like good stuff out there instead of like, what next? But people are striking. Yeah. I know. And you're like, wait a minute. Aren't we like, you know, kind of past that? You know, nah. I hope we are. That's what I'm hoping. But I do see this. And I don't think this is going to be good for anyone, even though someone say, how dare you? And I say, well, okay. But I have a theory on this. I think some would agree and some would not. But I'm saying this. Why now? Okay, why now? Have they always been working on this? And I say this. And I think I've said some. People are not ready for it, but people are all over, they really need money. And I'm telling you, people are like trying to figure it out. But I saw one post, and I'm not going to lie, there's a lot of people that could be in entertainment that actually can make this amount of money. Because somebody says, I'm having a hard time. I need to make more than 100. And I said, what? It was like 100 and close to 180,000. I'll just say that. 180,000. Now, I don't know anyone who makes 180,000 doing like a little job. I really don't. Now as a family, if everyone worked, that can be possible. You know, we'll put an example. Maybe that's what they mean. If a father and a mother make anywhere from, what is that? 180,000. That would be, I guess it'd be 90,000 each. Again, who has a $90,000 job? Even one person, right? Now you go, well, some people do. And that's true. That's true. Like executives do, you know, so in a way people are like, yeah, I need more money. And I'm like, dude, remember what it was like 2020, something happened. The brains of everyone went, I don't know what. And then we're like, oh, we make more money already. No, it doesn't work that way. 30,000, 40,000. That's a very average job. And even then, for some people that are like unemployed or haven't been working, even that might be, you know, like hard to get. Maybe 20,000 is more what people make. I did the math on somebody who was a, you know, stylist, and they only made about 20,000, but they made it go far. You know, they they were able to figure it out, so to speak. So people in the entertainment business are now, if you look at all their social media accounts, they have so much time. Some are actually like, okay, let me do a side job. So that's going to happen. Guaranteed, everybody's going to do a side job. So that's a thing. But yeah, so there you go. Anyway, we got someone who actually watched a movie. Probably can make a recommendation or maybe not. I don't know. We got Jess over there. Jesse, I'm telling you. Oh, by the way, Jess, I cannot tag you in anything. I'm very upset about that. You need to take it off private, man, because I cannot tag you in public posts.
Yeah, I know. I keep forgetting to switch over, but I'll do it eventually.
Yeah, please do, because we tried to like put you there. And anyway, there was a magazine wanting to tag you in something, and they said, "Hey, by the way, we can't tag him." And I said, "Why not?" I said, "He's very public." And then they said, "No, you see that?" And so, and this is for anyone that's tuning in. If you have Instagram and you have it on private mode, and people want to tag you, I would say, you know, because you can always remove a tag. I think, can't you? I think you can remove a tag. But if they want to tag you in a post, they cannot. So you go dark, like 100%, unless they're your friend, only if they're your friend. But if, I'll give you an example, the magazine, go check it out, Elle Hollywood, they premiere one of the interviews that we did here, and they wanted to tag, you know, a couple people, including the person that the interview was actually a part of. But they couldn't, and it was in a post, okay, in a post. Meaning, you know, in the comments section, they cannot tag you. It just doesn't allow it. I think it should allow it. And then, you know, you should have the ability, but for some reason, Instagram says, no, I'm not letting that person get anything. So they have a couple of new features, I think, that are going to, you know, I don't think it's going to, I don't know. They got to free it up. They got to test their software, man. I did a software test on something that I said wasn't working. And, you know, I talked to the team that said, oh, no, it works. I said, no, it doesn't. I had to figure it out, but they didn't want to listen. I'm like, what's that about? So anyway, but yeah. Oh, so here it is. VFX. If anyone doesn't know what VFX is, what's VFX, Jess?
VFX is visual effects. So those people who do digital work on movies and television shows, you know, 3D stuff, all that jazz, they are amazing. So that's all I got to say.
Yeah, so evidently this happened at, man, Diz, what are you guys doing? I think Diz is ruining for everyone. I could be wrong about this, but if you look at the movie, Walt Diz, or Walt Disney, right? And you look at him, I don't think he would have done this, because he had a hard time paying to begin with, okay? He had a hard time. So he knows what it's like to be on the bottom trying to make something really cool. And people forget, but he was an artist, so he used to draw along with his team. So he had creations and creations, creations. He had his creation stolen. So I figured out corporation was a thing, trademark, all that. So I figured that out eventually. But he, you know, on his first creation, he doesn't own it. He doesn't own it. And then people don't understand that when it comes to entertainment. Sometimes you don't own what you do because you don't look at the details. They say, oh, we'll help you do it. But then they own it for life. Go watch that very interesting movie, okay? Walt, I think it's called Walt. I can never remember it. It's in one of my books. Anyway, so that's the thing. So be careful, and you got to look at the fine print, and you got to say, okay, wait, do you guys own my, you know, you go, but I publish it through them. Yeah, but then they own it. That's what you don't understand. So you got to look at that. Look for, and you just got to read it. There's a lot of wording and things, but they know, and they take advantage of that. That's where music is kind of a thing. People go, wait a minute. But some people know that, but then they go, wait, I get like, and I think that's going to happen with the music industry. Music industry is going to say, we don't make money either. Because at one point they did, but that's when it was like real small. Right now it's getting real smaller, to be honest. Because I think, I'll give you an example. I said to someone, hey, you know what? Because they wanted to, you know, get some of their music on. I said, well, why don't you show me like a CD cover? They're like, what? I'm like, right, you don't know CD anymore because it's all digital. But the problem with digital is no one's paying for that. Have you paid for a song anytime soon, Jess? Or do you just YouTube or find it somewhere, for, you know, and you have, you know, they pay for, with ads, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course I pay for songs. Of course. I'm not trying to deny those artists money.
Yeah, exactly. See, he knows. Yeah, okay. We'll go with that. But the point is this. No one pays for music, okay? That's why they're on streaming services. And if you pay for a streaming service, I know some that do because they don't want the ads. But I say, let the ads run, man. You know, that's how they get paid. Anyway, this is going to hurt everyone. I think, if anything, people are going to say, no, VFX, you should be for them. And I say, well, here's the thing. I always thought unions were a good thing. I did. But now I'm starting to see it be, I don't know. I say, Walt Disney, you know, obviously did something which was really dumb. And so you move, like, I don't think they were going to do this, and then you did something dumb, or it got everybody striking, and now they're doing the math, they're going, I want a piece of that action. But the reality is, if you produce a film, you got to keep the costs low. So now we're going to see stuff from out of the country. This is why it's going to hurt everybody. There are so many, I'll give you an example. I've been hit up by so many people on like social media that say, hey, by the way, we see you want to do a film. We could do it from our area. So I go look at their content and I see it. A lot of them from India, because they could do everything and anything that actually we can here, because they have the same software. It's the same software, guys, seriously. If you have the software and you have time, you could do it. You could put a team together that knows it. They may not be as professional as the ones who do it, you know, 100%, but if they have a computer and they have the software, they could do it. You could technically buy the software, send it overseas, have somebody do it, and there you go. Now you enable a bunch of people in a certain town to be all of a sudden very, you know, able to do things. So that's the good. But the problem is, a lot of people are going to have a hard time with this, because they're going to say, in essence, they're going to say, oh, God, like, what are we doing? Because then they're going to say, wait a minute, no wonder they're going overseas. Then you're going to have that whole thing of, it's not U.S., how dare you? But we're going to see a lot of closure here, because they're going to say, no, you guys want too much. You guys got to be reasonable. Unions, here's where I agree with unions, okay? Unions, if you're reasonable, be reasonable, okay? That's the answer. Okay. Be reasonable. And there's a lot of people that are probably like, you know, subcontract, and, you know, they do from job to job to job to job to job. But again, when the price goes up, who benefits? I say this. Now, I do say this kind of like the union strike of supermarkets. Okay. Supermarkets, there was a time, and if you were like, and I know there's a lot of kids now that are like, what? Supermarkets are on strike? Yeah. At one time, and this is why I say it does it in. Because then the company says, fine, we'll figure it out. I literally went to a supermarket recently, and they had three lanes open, and now they have double self-checkout. Self-checkout, guys, okay? Look at Amazon. Amazon has self-checkout. You literally get, I don't know, there's one in Pasadena. They don't need you to be a cashier anymore. So cashiers are like, why do we do that? If you think about it, that's why. And it's, one person says this to me, they said, you know what, people don't understand. They can complain about a job, but they can replace them. I go, what do you mean? They said, well, okay, people like at certain McDonald's complain a lot, right? I said, yes. They said, well, what do you think is going to happen when it comes to machinery? I said, I don't know. They said, well, it's obvious. They're going to replace them with the machinery. That's why all of those. And if I were a worker, I'd be like, no, come to my aisle. I need a job. Because what a lot of workers do is go to the self-check aisle. I go, no, don't do that, because then you're going to be out of a job. You're going to be just the guy that cleans up. That's going to be the guy with the job. And you don't want that job. Trust me. So anyway, and I know cashiers. I actually dated one when I was young, and I was like, you make how much? She's like, yeah. I'm like, man, you are like, you could be a manager status, you know. So they make a lot of money. They have to remember all those codes. But yeah, but the strike did them in. I think certain companies are like, yeah, what happened? Oh, you know, if that happens again, boom, they replace you. So they don't need workers now. And that's the problem. VFX, you're going to be replaced by AI, I guarantee it. All right, anyway, we got to take a break. We got Bill coming up next. Applebee's, oh man, you're going to love it. We'll be right back with more right after this.
Take KMET 1490 AM with you everywhere you go by downloading our free smartphone apps found on the KMET website, KMET1490AM.com. You can also go to the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store on your phone to download the free app. Now you can listen live or play any of your favorite programmers' podcasts using your smartphone. Go to KMET1490AM.com and download your free phone app today.
After the game, after school, after work, Applebee's is where you want to be to enjoy their bold, savory grilled steaks, salmon, or chicken. Applebee's is located where Beaumont meets Banning, just off 6th Street near Highland Springs Avenue. Applebee's started with the same philosophy they follow today. Focus on serving good food to good people in a neighborhood-style setting. Applebee's also offers car side to go when you order online. Applebee's in Beaumont, serving the Pass area. So fresh, so fast, make it Applebee's tonight.
Your health is the number one priority at Hemet Family Clinic. Dr. Peter Hine, a graduate of UCLA Medical School, has been practicing medicine for over 35 years and specializes in hypertension, diabetes, kidney disease, and other age-related ailments. Dr. Hine, a U.S. veteran and recipient of two Purple Hearts, puts his patients first. Log on to HemetFamilyClinic.com for the medical information you need. Hemet Family Clinic also offers telemedicine for those wanting consultation from their home. HemetFamilyClinic.com.
New teen driver in the family? Just bought your first home? Have a new bundle of joy? Every life change matters, and by reviewing your insurance policy with Little & Sons Insurance Services, you could be benefiting with big savings. Little & Sons Insurance Services, a family-owned insurance agency who values the old-fashioned way of doing business. They work for you, not an insurance company, meaning your best interests are at heart. They can custom-tailor your policy based on specific needs at a price you can afford. Home, auto, or business, you're covered. Call 1-844-9-LITTLE. That's 1-844-9-LITTLE, or go online to little, the letter N, sons.com. That's littlensons.com.
Join Yvette Walker every Tuesday at 4 o'clock p.m. on KMET ABC News Radio, 1490 AM, FM 98.1, and Internet KMET TV for the Southern California Business Report. The show is dedicated to highlighting successful businesses and the individuals behind them. Yvette interviews the incredible people managing these enterprises that range from awe-inspiring sole proprietors to world-renowned organizations. The Southern California Business Report, Tuesdays at 4 o'clock p.m.
That's right. It's Hollywood Live today, and I'm telling you, man, in the city of San Bernardino, they have what's going on. And I will say this. A lot of people go, where's San Bernardino? I go, honestly, if you know L.A. or you know Hollywood, it's east of there. They would say, way east. I say, yeah, it's true. But some people travel westward from, like, further, and then they go west to L.A. But if you're going to make a stop, you got to make a stop here. We got Bill Norby of Applebee's. Bill, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron, Jesse, and all the KMET listeners. I got a little bit of good news in an otherwise disappointing Angels season. They did win yesterday. That means we get to double up our discount. Normally, KMET listeners do get a 10% discount, but we double it up when the Angels win, and pretty soon when the Rams win, because, of course, those two teams we do sponsor on KMET radio cast. So, don't forget, it is the Beaumont Applebee's only that is giving out this discount.
Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. And yes, thank you for saying that again. And you can find it off what freeway?
Oh, the 10 freeway at the Highland Springs exit.
Yeah, that's right. All right, cool. Now, there are other things happening as well, and we want to kind of help you guys out with that. Now, I know you guys have fun. I know you guys have deals, and I know you guys have stuff that people can do at any given time. Wait, hold on. You have a special there. I just went to Applebee's.com, and people, again, if you want to go and order online, you can do so. Just type in Applebee's.com, especially those in the area. You guys, you go ahead and you do that. You provide those, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, online you can certainly order, but our big promotion right now is a dine-in promotion, and that's all you can eat boneless wings for $12.99. It's only dine-in, and it's you can't share and you can't take any to go, but you can certainly fill up for $12.99, which is a very good deal, and we have that going until September 17th.
Yeah, which you cannot get with the whole, but, and I guess I say this for this reason, for people that are like working or if they're like in the area, you know, order online or you could pick it up or you could have it delivered. So they have this order delivery. You guys work with a lot of people that do that. You put them to work in essence, but there you go. But if you want to keep the biz alive, go visit them in person because they need money. Everybody needs money, seriously. Everybody needs money. But there are prices going up. But, man, thank you for keeping it affordable. $12.99 is easy breezy. How much is it to, like, you know, have, like, because I always wonder, because there's one near me right where I live. How much do they usually charge? Or it just depends on each service for delivery.
Delivery is, you know, if you're going through the apps, they're going to have their own fees. That's, you know, the DoorDash, Grubhub, Postmates, and Uber Eats. Those are the four that we have here. They all have their own fees. So if you go onto Applebee's.com and you choose delivery, it's going to end up being DoorDash that actually does the delivery. So we contract out to them. You know, honestly, they're the ones that get the money as far as any delivery fees that come up.
That makes sense. And also you have pickup, which I really do love. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I look in and because you know they're like, okay, there you go, and then I look and then I go, uh-oh, that's missing. But just check before, and you guys are really good about that, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I wish I could say that we've never missed anything. We have, and I'm always sorry when it does happen, and we will make it right if you give us a call. Not every problem is necessarily our fault. It could be the apps as far as time and different things. But if something's missing, that's our fault, and we're gonna make it right.
Yeah, and I love that. Some places I've gone to eat, and they're like, too bad, so sad, or they're like, or they're kind of frustrated when you're like, I'm so sorry, I didn't get this. You're like, all right. But anyway, Bill, I know you got, and we always say this, we say, look, get what you can while you can. So wings are $12.99, all you can eat. It's like literally a good thing, and I would just say keep it coming. I almost want to say, can I get more than one plate, but you guys do it one by one by one by one, so tip. And tip good, okay? Because some of the tip, like, you guys don't tip out there, and you need to tip. Tip the servers. Servers, yes, they get a base pay, but they make on tips, okay? That's what I say. If you actually want a job, do, you know, like a waiter job, because you'll have money every single day as long as you work, right?
That's correct. That's it is the job that without an education, you just have to have the right attitude and a little bit of customer service, so actually a lot of customer service, and you can make a good living as a server.
Yeah, I know people that actually, I worked for another one when I was like around, I think it was like around 18, and I was like, but I wanted to be, here's what I wanted. I wanted to be, because I was a little younger, and then I hit 18, and then I went and did something else. I probably shouldn't have at the time. I should have kept it, because I thought, ooh, I'm getting big. But I did extra work. I thought, oh, that was going to be like a forever thing. And this day and age is not a forever thing. Everybody's out of work. But you could keep your job and work another job. You just got to let the company know and then work with them. Don't be demanding, and then they'll work with you, right? Because I'm sure some people, and people don't know this, but sometimes servers don't have to be full-time. Oftentimes, they're part-time. And so it could be a supplementary to something else that you do, maybe especially on the side. So it's good for creatives, right?
Yes, absolutely correct. That is what our industry is kind of famous for, is being flexible in their scheduling. All restaurants are very flexible in their scheduling, and most of our employees are part-time.
Yeah, I remember there were a couple of times where you do not get the time off. You have to work because they have to keep it going, and you just make it work. You make it work. But anyway, that's the answer. All right. By the way, before we let you go, I see this right here. Good time, starting with some good drinks. You got a couple of them. Evidently, it's a promotion. I haven't seen this. What do you got over there? It's Bacardi and another one. It's red.
The $5 Sunshine Sips, premium cocktails at a sweet price. We've got the Tipsy Sunset, which is the Bacardi, Malibu coconut rum, and strawberry and lemonade flavors. And then we have the Electric Long Island Iced Tea. It's a vibrant Long Island Iced Tea featuring Grey Goose vodka, Bacardi, Superior rum, and Triple Sec mixed with. So we've got some premium spirits going in these Sunshine Sips that are priced at $5, which normally our mucho drinks are $6 recently, but we went ahead and dropped it for this promotion to kind of be in line with the wonderful $12.99 all-you-can-eat boneless wings. So it's a pretty good deal. You got to come down and enjoy.
It's a good deal. Drink responsibly. Drink. Look, here's the thing, people. Remember this, okay? People need to have a good time, but drive responsibly. I mean, have somebody else drive. But if you have one, I think I don't know what the limit is on that. But even though the $5, don't have like a bunch, okay? And they will cut you up, because that's the responsible thing. Anyway, that's the story. We're sticking to it. Applebee's, Bill Norby, thank you for spending time with us here on Hollywood Live Today.
Thank you. See you down at Applebee's.
All right. We got more right after this. Oh, we got the interview next. That's right. Thank you for telling me. All right. Got a team over there going, hey, got the interview. That's right. Here it is. Javi, next after these messages. We'll be right back.
KMET AM 1490 presents Beaumont High School Football this Thursday night, August 31st at 7:30 p.m. Beaumont meets Summit from Fontana. Join Brett Malik and Scott Reed as the Cougars meet the Skyhawks. Beaumont football broadcasts are sponsored by Toscano's Pizza and Pasta, Oak Valley Florist, Applebee's in Beaumont, Little & Sons Insurance Services, La Michoacana, The Sand Trap Sports Bar and Grill, Cherry Valley Nursery and Landscape Supply, Donut Delight on Highland Springs Road, Truck Works, and Nectar Juice Bar in Beaumont. That's Beaumont High School football action this Thursday night at 7 p.m. for the pregame show live from Beaumont. On your home for Cougars football, KMET AM 1490.
We're in the studio with Fred Penny, managing attorney with Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Fred, tell us, what makes you the number one choice for handling personal injury cases?
Most of our firm is made up of former insurance company trial lawyers with extensive experience handling all types of personal injury matters. We believe that gives us a distinct advantage.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennyandassociates.com or call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's 1-800-616-4-LAW.
Are you paying rent because you think you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you renting because you don't believe that you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? The Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com, licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
For all you truck and RV enthusiasts, TruckWorks right here in Banning is your one-stop shop for the best diesel performance and overall truck and RV needs. Whether you're towing, racing, off-road, or just cruising around town, TruckWorks specializes in truck and RV service, maintenance, repair, and performance upgrades for every light and medium-duty truck manufacturer. Bring it down to Terry and the guys at TruckWorks. Call 951-922-4776 or visit their website at mydieseldown.com today.
That's right. It is Hollywood Life today, and I'm going to tell you right now, there is someone, I'm not going to lie. He's like, he's got it, but I'm going to say this. A lot of people are going to go like, but he's young. I go, yeah, get him while he's young. My God, you know, because you're going to see him perform with like great artists. Okay. He's with a team of artists, and they're actually here from like internationally. They're international artists. They don't even know it. They don't even know it, which is actually good because I think their mother. Like, can you just calm down? Seriously, because, you know, he's still my son. But the reality is, he's awesome. He's good. He's great. He's amazing. We got Javi with us. Javi, what's going on?
Hey, how are you? Really excited to be here.
Yeah, me too. Look, I know you're on location. You're doing a lot of press tours. You're getting, it looks like you're in the area. It looks like you're getting ready for, like, are you going to, like, do, like, a little thing and then you're going to, like, perform?
Yeah, right now we're promoting the song Conocerte Remix, which is with other two artists who are Frank Awad and Dominic Ely. So we're here at the Mañana Latina show. So we're really excited to be promoting it, and we're going to be singing it at Salvi Fest this Sunday.
Okay, that's awesome. Now I will say this, you're performing. I know you look, there's something about, okay, let me ask you this. Do you lip sync?
For the videos,
Thank you for being honest. Thank you for being honest. But you're going to perform live. And what I mean by that is there's not everyone can perform live. You know what I mean? They get a little like, you know, and they go into the studio, they make it sound good, but you go, wait a minute, let me do it live. Cause you perform live, right?
Yeah. 100% live.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's a great thing. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people here and I know it's very noisy there. You got a lot of things going on. But here's the thing. And again, we're getting him live, guys. So, you know, chill out. But the point is, he is obviously, look, Javi, you have the ability to do something that a lot of people want to do, but they don't, right? Now, everybody's going to ask you, trust me, if they haven't already, when did, like, what was that moment that it started for you? What was that thing that you said, I love, you know, like, you know?
Yeah, well, I started posting covers of my favorite songs on social media, playing with ukulele and guitar, piano. So one of those covers was seen by the artist of the song, which was Sebastian Yatra, and he posted it on his Instagram account. So it got like about 1.2 million views, and that's when I realized that I really wanted to do that, and that a lot of people really enjoyed my music and how I sang. So I started making original music, and since then, my career has been really, really good and really exciting.
Okay, you're not going to want to hear this, and you're probably going to hear this. I think that's another singer. He's very big. Don't go the way of him. That way you don't go Craig, okay? I don't want to say his name, but I'm going to say it, Bieber. Bieber, you're the Bieber.
Yeah. Salvadoran Bieber.
Yeah, but don't be the Salvadoran Bieber. Be you. Okay, now Javi, look, and I love that you're doing this because there's a lot of people, like I say, they want to do it. I see a lot of people. I do YouTube. I do Instagram. I need to be on TikTok. TikTok's really big right now. But if you had maybe something to say to someone when they go, you know what? I want to, but I mean, that's not me. That's somebody else's song. What is it like? Like, what songs do you sing that you go, that is the one that's me?
I like a lot of genres personally. I have a lot of motivation from English speaking artists, like for example, Freddie Mercury, John Lennon, Bruno Mars, and also Latin artists like Manuel Turizo, Camilo, Rauw Alejandro, and I use all of those role models of the music so that I can make my own music with a combination of all of those inspirations.
Okay, I love that you said that. I'm a fan of some of them. I'm not gonna lie. I think if they had you on with them, you'd be ready to go with some of the songs, huh?
Yeah, it would be great. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it can happen. It can happen. You have the team that can do it. Okay. Now here's the thing. And I have a question on this. I have a question on this because I mean, I could be wrong on this. A lot of people. Now I know there's a concert. You're going to be joining. And I looked at there's a bunch of people, a lot of artists. You're probably going to meet some people. You're like, dude, let's perform. But here's the thing. A lot of people don't know about and I say this, you don't know about, like, you think you know, but you don't know when it comes to the, like, fun of Salvador, right? Well, what can you tell people that you want to go to Salvador? I'm looking for an invite, just so you know, or someone that wants to go and have the right food, because sometimes you go to, like, we have a lot of restaurants here, not gonna lie, some of them are really good, and some of them are like, bleh. And then you go, okay, but the question is, anything to people that when they're like visiting for the first time, you go, oh, that's going to stay with you. Or like, oh man, if you could have this, have that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, the typical food of El Salvador is pupusas, so that's a must. And there are different ingredients that you can order it with, like cheese and beans, cheese and pork. And also you must have to go to Surf in Surf City. It's one of the best waves that we have in Central America and Latin America. So you should try doing that. Also, you can hike the Santa Ana volcano. And also you can go to the Coatepeque Lake and the Ilopango Lake. There's a lot of touristic sightings where you can go to. So yeah, we invite all of the people who are hearing this and watching this to come to El Salvador to learn about the culture and enrich themselves with the beauty of the country.
Oh, I love that you said that. I'm already getting ready to go. I think I'm going to take. We have a team. They're working on a cruise, and maybe it goes there. Maybe we could hook up, and then ooh, you could perform on the cruise, huh?
Yeah.
I think your family would be about that. Okay, now I always say this. Salvador, I know a few people, and I know the history of Salvador, but I don't know a lot. But the people that I know that are like, they always go family, right? You're about family, right?
Yeah, it's really about family and putting your priorities right.
I love that you say that because that's what I say, don't do Bieber. But I think Bieber, man, he had a hard time, okay? But here's the thing. You obviously are doing some pretty cool things. Again, I want to kind of put it out there. Everybody, it's already sold out. A lot of you are sold out. Checked. I want to get tickets. Seriously. You have to get VIP tickets in order to get it. Because general admission is gone. Right? I already checked it out. You can check it out. Just check out Salvi Fest 2023. It's happening 2024, 2025. Pretty sure. But here's the thing. Look. I know they don't just ask anyone to come. I know they ask the best of the best. So the question I have is this. I know you can perform, but what's the ones you're gonna go ahead and perform, and what are they about?
Well, I have a lot of different repertoire from different genres, like, for example, reggaeton, urban music, also like more of a pop style, ballads as well, and a combination of covers that really like embrace our Latin culture and are one of the most popular songs that we have like on the radio right now. So it's gonna be a mix of everything. It's a really complete show, so I hope that everybody can attend and listen to it.
Okay, now you said something very, very, and I love that you said it, because a lot of people on YouTube, all right, and I guarantee they're gonna say it. There's some haters. Do not listen to them, okay? There are haters of Bieber. But here's the thing. They do covers, but I say, hey, you got to remember, you got to do your own thing at some point, right? So at what point did you say, okay, someone that came to you and said, hey, why don't you do a song? Or, like, are you open to some songs? Or is it like it has to have a certain beat? Do you want to write? Do you write? Like, what's going on with that?
Yeah, well, I have about 8 or 9 original songs out right now, and I have written a lot of more singles, and I have planned an album as well. So yeah, I write my own songs and I also produce them, and yeah, I really like the process of everything from the production and making the beat to writing the song, the lyrics, everything. So yeah, I really enjoy my craft, and I hope that you guys are aware of all the music that is coming up in the future.
Yeah, and for those, give out the, I know you're on Instagram, TikTok, I know it's big. Where can they find you?
On Instagram, you can find me at Javi Mendoza Music, on TikTok as well, and Javi Mendoza Music, and on all the platforms, the musical platforms, your favorite, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes. You can find me as Javi Mendoza, and on YouTube as well as Javi Mendoza for all the music videos, lyric videos, and musical content.
I love that you do videos, because I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I'm like, I need to work on my Spanish, and I can only do it like, but
yeah,
it's different in Salvador, right? Like, it's different. People say, no, it's the same. I go, you don't know Spanish is different, right?
Yeah, well I think each Latin country has its variation of the language and like specific words that are native to our culture and like really represent us. So yeah, it's a little bit hard to adapt to different Latin countries, but when you get the culture and understand it, then you really enjoy being, you know, Salvador.
I'm glad you said that, because sometimes people go, oh, I know what Spanish is. I go, no, you don't get it. It's like the food. The food's different. I found out menudo is different in certain areas of the world. Sometimes it's white. Sometimes it's red. Sometimes it's like another color. I go, that's not. And they go, no, it is. I go, that's so weird. But I go, wait. I want to travel. Now I know you're here in the States. I say that's awesome. I'm glad. Did you bring your family?
I brought my mom. So yeah, she's like the support of my career. So I really enjoy being with her and having her by my side.
I'm so glad you said that. See, Bieber needs a lesson. He forgets about, like, okay. So that's the point. See, nobody puts in their ma. And the ma's like, thank you for hearing me. She's like, you know, I gave birth, but I didn't know he was going to be that musical. Is there anyone else in the family that's musical? Not really.
My older brother, he plays the guitar and also, like, percussion, like, Peruan cajon. So, yeah, there's one sibling that does that and also likes to sing. And another sibling, another older brother, he was part of a boy band back in like 2014, I think. And yeah, I think I have a lot of motivation from my family, because they really enjoy music and they play it as well. So they like really motivate me and inspire me to work hard and try to make my dream come true.
Well, I love that they're doing that. It's awesome. Now we have, by the way, we have a song. Do you want to announce the song that we have? That way we can go ahead and, like, you know, play it.
Yeah, great. This song is Conocerte Remix, and I hope you enjoy it.
Te veo de lejos, bailando con tu amiga sin miedo del montón, y no me la creo. De la nada tu silueta se iluminado. Oh, I want you close to me. All I wanna know is what I can see.
So come on, let me know. It's the remix.
Déjame conocerte. Yo ya quiero tenerte. Y mañana volver a verte. Solo dame un chance para convencerte. Déjame conocerte. Yo ya quiero tenerte. Y mañana volver a verte. Solo dame un chance para convencerte. De la primera vez que tú me miraste a mí, sabía que no hay otra que se compare a ti. Esto que yo siento no es normal. Tú me transportas a otra realidad.
Ay, baby, ¿qué le hiciste a mi pana? Si te sigue mirando y son las 3 de la mañana. Y él aún pensando que la noche está temprana. De ti él me va a hablar toda la semana. Y dice que no hay otro igual, que como tú no hay más. Que lo tiene enviciado con tu forma criminal. En la pista tiene muchos fans sin ser artista. Pero ponlo de primero en tu lista. Atrévete, que él se vuelve loco cada vez que te ve. Yo sé que tú quieres con él, no puedes esconderlo. Y aunque uno se ve.
Let me get to know you, girl, you know that I want to. I can't wait to see you. Just give me a chance, or just promise me that, oh no. Let me get to know you, girl, you know that I want to. And I can't wait to see you. So just promise me that, oh no, I knew I'd find you. I didn't have to look, and I don't wanna lose. So what I gotta prove to you?
When you look me in my eyes, yeah, we could take it slow, feel alright. No, I don't wanna lose you by my side, yeah. And you know I would never wanna lie. And you don't need all the fancy things. Oh, I don't care what you bring. All I want is love and your company. I'm falling for you so suddenly.
Una Mona Lisa con flow parece modelo. Pero si negó con tan buen gusto y sentido del humor, imposible que no llamarás mi atención.
Y yo soy testigo que él no es ningún farsante. Hazle caso y ve pa'lante. Sé que contigo él va a ser un estudiante. Para que le enseñes cómo amarte. Tú lo tienes buscado y vuelto loco. Sé que tiene un futuro y yo nunca me equivoco. Ahora te eligió y en ti puso su foco. Y se enfocó en lo poco que te loco. Ha mirado de tu rostro, se alborota. Si te toca, que tú quieres, se te nota. Si lo miras, lo provoca. Así que no te hagas la loca. Dale la suerte de complacerte.
Déjame conocerte. Yo ya quiero tenerte. Y mañana volver a verte. Solo dame un chance para convencerte. Déjame conocerte. Yo ya quiero tenerte. Y mañana volver a verte. Solo dame un chance para convencerte.
Javi, I'm not going to lie. That song, I mean, it's got something that I say, wait a minute, you got to listen to that. It's got a little something, something. Did you have like a little, I don't know, do you have like something that you go, you know what, that's my, like, that's my signature, or is it something different, or is it always evolving?
Well, I really like to experiment with different sounds, different styles of delivery, of the lyrics, of transmitting the message, and also like of the rhythms. So yeah, this is one of my favorite genres to perform. So reggaeton, urban type music. So it was really exciting to collaborate with Frank, who is a rapper. And the combination of the two voices, I think it was, it made a really nice contrast. And also having the voice of Dominic, who has a like a really sweet, really satisfying voice. It's really cool to have the three different styles of performing in the song, and I think the result is it's pretty amazing.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you right now, they need to subscribe 100%. I don't know what's coming out down the line. I know you said you wrote like more than 8 songs. Do you have an album coming out at some point?
Yeah, I hope on 2024 I can release it, because right now I'm focused on releasing singles and for the people to know my essence and to try to adapt to my type of style. so that they can be ready when the album comes.
I love that you say your type, because I guarantee there's some artists going to, that's our style, seriously. But here's the reality. I know you can perform with some people. And I know they're gonna love it. You guys gotta go to this. Okay, it's happening. It's once a year, Salvi Fest 2023. It's literally everything with like everything fun. Okay, they got music. They got you know, Avi, obviously. They got some other people. Can you talk about the other people that also are from Salvador?
Yeah. Well, I brought my friend Frank Awad. Who I told you about, who is in the song in Conocerte Remix, and he's gonna be performing with me. We're gonna make a joint show. We're gonna perform different songs together, and I think we've planned a really amazing show because, as I told you, the contrast of the voices and like the flows of the performance and the delivery. It's really great, and I hope that you guys can be aware of that and be able to see it.
Yeah, we're definitely coming out. Okay, now I'm going to say this, and I know some people are going to want to know you forever because they're saying, whoa, we got him when he's young. Don't let them take advantage of you, okay? And your family, always put them first. Never do what I say, the Bieber. Don't do that, okay? Do you, and then they'll say, do the hobby, you know what I mean? And then the hobby people will be like, yeah, all right. I know you got more places to go. Before we let you go, real quick, you got other songs coming. I'm glad. Great beat, great mix, great everything. Are you looking at maybe some DJs or some? Because we got some musical artists that are pretty cool too.
Yeah, I'm open to a lot of collaborations. Really, I admire a lot of artists, DJs, and everyone who is a musician and tries to transmit their craft through music, which is like really magical, and I really enjoy listening to a lot of different artists. So yeah, I'm open to a lot of collaborations and working with other people.
I love that you're doing that. Keep it going, and I'm telling you, he could take your song, which is very simple, and make it amazing. So good job with that. You're doing something that a lot of people go, I wish I could do that. So keep going. All right. I know we're out of time with you. Thank you very much for spending time with us. Give your team a huge hug. Thank you for connecting us, and we'll see you there at the festival. And for those that want to see all the stuff that you're going to do all throughout the year, I know it's 2023, but 2024, 2025, you're already planning. Is there anything like, you know, is there something coming up that you could say, oh, you might want to, you know, subscribe us to find out?
Yeah, well, we're gonna release the music video for Conocerte Remix, which is the song that we promoted right now. So I hope that you can go and subscribe to my channel. There you're gonna find it very soon. And also, I have a lot of different projects here in LA. I'm gonna record a music video, so also be aware of that. And yeah, you can subscribe, follow me, and be part of my career.
Dude, I love it. You're like, you got to write everything off. I'm glad you're doing something here in LA. Do it while you're here. All right, man. Have safe travels back. If I don't get to see you, I'm going to try to make it. And then go on with what you're doing, all right?
Yeah. Thank you for inviting me. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Absolutely. All right. More right after this. Again, Javi, you got to go follow him. It's everywhere. All right. We'll be right back right after that. Stay tuned.
Jitters Coffee, a coffee shop that gives a double shot of quality. We offer top shelf coffee at a great price. Brewed hot or cold, you won't find a better cup of joe. Not a coffee connoisseur? Then try our Red Bull infusions to energize your day. We also have delicious pastries and sweets baked in-house or flown in from the best bakeries in the country. Jitters Coffee. Come on in and enjoy your jitters.
Check out our newest location located in downtown Banning at the corner of Ramsey and San Gregorio.
When you want the best performance for your vehicle, think only of Scott's Headers and Mufflers in Beaumont, right off the I-10 and 60 freeways. Check out Scott's complete list of performance products on their website at hdrinfo.com. Scott's Headers and Mufflers can recommend ways for your car or truck to get better gas mileage and cut down on emissions. Need your car or truck to pass smog only? Go to Scott's Headers and Mufflers in Beaumont. Find out all of your questions on vehicle performance by logging on to hdrinfo.com. Scott's Headers and Mufflers in Beaumont, hdrinfo.com.
Mattress Brothers Overstock Mattress Sale. Just $3.99 for a foam encased queen pillow top set. $3.99. Check out Mattress Brothers $3.99 Overstock Sale. Mattress Brothers at 120 West Redlands Boulevard in Redlands. The $3.99 Overstock Sale is on now. $3.99 for a foam encased queen pillow top set. Mattress Brothers also has locations in Hemet, Riverside, and Palm Desert. The $3.99 queen pillow top sale on now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state? Did you miss sending out a prior year tax return? The IRS is out to collect now more than ever, and they'll use any means necessary. They legally can and will garnish your wages, take your money, and even seize your property. If you're behind on your taxes, call the Tax Relief Hotline right now at 951-224-9000. That's 951-224-9000. 951-224-9000. You can legally get your tax debt under control, and in many cases, get the breathing room you need. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies can stop immediately, but you have to call. Many of our specialists are IRS enrolled agents. They know the system and how to make it work for you. Don't wait for the IRS to come down on you. Act now so you can get your tax debt under control. Call their Riverside office today for free info at 951-224-9000. That's 951-224-9000. 951-224-9000.
That's right, Hollywood Live today. I'm telling you, man, you got to go follow. We actually did that recording, so sorry it was skipping a little. That was something with, I need a faster computer. I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, really good time, and he's performing this week, okay? So you can see him, but you can see him at any time. Just go follow him online. You'll see a lot of his everything that he's doing, and, man, he grew up so quick. My God, I love his team. They went ahead and said, hey, can you interview him? It was like literally last minute. And I said, yeah, sure. And then that noise that you heard behind was actually him in the location where they're actually. And they've done a lot of like TV, video, and like, you know, other type of interviews as well, including us. So we had to let him go. But really good guy. And just, I'm telling you, his team is really good. So go check it out. It's a Salvi. You can go check it out right now. It's for Salvador. It's all great. It's all amazing. And it's just really cool and really fun. The Salvi Fest. Salvi Fest. You can check that on Instagram and then go get your tickets. They have the information right there. So a lot of them are sold out, but you still get, like, especially for like VIP, which actually isn't that much. I think it's affordable, but go check that out. They have it at the top. Just click on the link, the link tree right there. You can just follow that, and then that'll take you to where you got to go right there. They have booths there. They have fun there. They have just everything. So they were fixing it up while we had that interview. So there you go. All right. We got a lot of things going on. Jess, I know the week is here. What should we go see?
Oh, for this weekend, I'm not too sure about what's out in theater, but I am sure of what got released today on Netflix.
Okay, what?
Do you remember there is an anime that has like 1,000-something episodes? Do you remember that?
I'm trying to remember. 1,000-plus episodes in anime. There's a couple that I'm thinking, like Avatar or...
Oh, God, no. So today was the release of the live-action series for One Piece, which is a show about a pirate and this guy named Luffy who's trying to find the One Piece treasure.
I'm not going to lie, I don't know that one. And I know anime. If it's on Netflix, I get it now. I see the skull. For those who don't know, what's it about?
It is about a boy who wants to become the pirate king. I'd be like, how cool is that? And he just happens to eat a fruit that gives him rubber powers.
Yes. All right. That might be a watch. All right, everyone. We're out of time. Make it a great day. Whatever you do, remember, life is living. Live well.